Somebody was asking me, how come today we didn't say Tachano just now? Minchah we didn't say Tachano. And it's not just that you don't say Tachano in the first 6 days, the first week, or the first 2 weeks, or 2.5 weeks, 2 weeks of Sivan. The reason why we didn't say Tachano today is because today was Yom HaMiyuchas. What does it mean that Beis Sivan is Yom HaMiyuchas? I'd like to spend 2 minutes to describe a number of suggestions why there's a special day called Yom HaMiyuchas that we just finished today. So, Yichus is something that we, you know, they tell the joke that the best part of Yichus is in the ground. Yichus is not a matter of who you are, Yichus is where you come from, right? So, Yichus of this day is not about this day itself. The Yichus of the second day of Shavuot, of the second day of Sivan, is that it happens to be the day that's between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Gimel Sivan, which is the beginning of the Shlosh Simei Hagbalah. So in and of itself, it has no significance, but the fact that it is surrounded, enveloped, wrapped up with the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh on one side and the Simcha of the Shlosh Simei Hagbalah, that gives it Yichus, not because of its own sake. Again, the Yichus is not, doesn't show that you're a Talmud Chacham, doesn't show that you're a Tzaddik, it shows that your grandfather, great-grandfather might have been. So Yichus is because the second day of Sivan doesn't have any inherent significance, but it's a day before Gimel Yemei Hagbalah and after Rosh Chodesh. That's the Yichus that it has, and therefore it's called Yom HaMiyuchas. That's one suggestion. Another possibility, apparently Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim, used to start his preparations for Yomim Noraim, for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, for Elul, he used to start on today, Yom HaMiyuchas, because this day always falls out the same day as Yom Kippur. The second day of Sivan, I don't know how the calculations work, but they always fall out on the same day as Yom Kippur. So I guess if today was Wednesday, that means Yom Kippur this coming year is a Wednesday. If somebody could check on Google very quickly to make sure I'm right, that's what I saw from Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. So in that sense, it's Miyuchas in the sense that it has the Yichas as being the same day as Yom HaKippurim, not in and of itself again, but as the same day as Yom Kippur. I want to mention another possibility that might be the real answer, the real explanation why today is a special day called Yom HaMiyuchas. It's not talking about the Yichus of the day, but on the other, but to the contrary, it's talking about our Yichus. The Yichus that we have is because of today. What happened today in Jewish history? So if you open up a Gemara in Shabbos, Peivav, the Gemara talks about the account of the chronology of the beginning of Sivan, how the Torah was given. Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai, and on Shavuos, we got the Torah. What happened those few days? So let me share with you the account of the Gemara. The Gemara says, everyone agrees, let me not say that. There's a question whether the Torah is given on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan. Okay, that's Machlokas. But everyone agrees to 2 points. Everyone agrees that they came to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh, Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And everyone agrees that Shabbat, that the Torah was given on a day of the week was Shabbos. So those are the 2 points everyone does agree with. Everyone agrees that they came to Har Sinai, to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. It was given on Shabbos. The question that we have to figure out is, what day was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? That's really the question. Now, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the how the chronology went. Rabbi Yossi says that Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, and that's the day that they came to Har Sinai. But Hashem didn't want to give them any instructions because they just were traveling. They were traveling. They camped out on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And they were zonked out. They were tired. They were exhausted. They didn't sit in a car for 4 hours or 8 hours. If you think driving in a car for 8 hours is tiring, you go to Toronto, to Montreal, you come back exhausted and knocked out. Just imagine if you had to walk from Toronto or from Montreal. Imagine how long that was. Imagine how tired you'd be. So therefore, Hashem didn't give them any mitzvahs, any tzivuyim, the day that they arrived in Har Sinai, which is Rosh Chodesh. The second day, listen to what the Gemara says, that was today. Betrei B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, that was Monday, which was the second day of Sivan. Amar Lehu, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, very special words. Atem tiyu li mamleches konim v'goy kodosh. That's what happened today. Today was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Today was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated us. Today was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu This was Mekadisha, sanctified us. Today was a day that we became, I can't say we became Klal Yisrael, maybe we became Klal Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim, but today was the day that we became the Am HaNifchar, and the today that we became the Am Segula, the Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, that was today. That's, therefore, the reason why today is Yom HaMiyuchas. Not because the day is Miyuchas, because it's sandwiched between two of significant days, but we got our Yichas, our Yichas is from the fact that we were chosen today. We got, you know, it's the day that we were chosen to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partner, kivyachol, in the world, in receiving the Torah. And therefore, that's the significance of this day. So why is that important? It's important to realize that, yes, we got the Torah on Shavuos. We were aimed to get the Torah from the moment we left Mitzrayim, of course, that was the goal. But today was the day, the second day of Sivu was the day that we were elevated. Torah is not given to us as, you know, any other law code or any other social contract that any community needs to have. Torah is something that is okay, that elevates a person, that is mekadosh a person, that sanctifies a person, that exalts a person. I mentioned this story once. I have a friend who immigrated to the United States from Eastern Europe. One of the Eastern European countries where the communists did a job. And he became a Baal Tshuva when he was in college, met a young lady from his Eastern European country, also became Baal Tshuva, and they settled here in America. And after a few years, they brought one of their mothers, was an Almana, they brought her from that Eastern European country to America. And she lives with them. She's not religious, and my friend, his wife and children are religious. And I remember, I think I heard or he told me, that one Shabbos afternoon, the grandmother said to the either her son-in-law or her daughter or her grandkids, I don't remember who she said it to. She knows that it's Shabbos. She knows what Shabbos is, but, you know, she grew up in communist whatever. So it wasn't Russia. It wasn't other Eastern European countries. She said, "What time do the restrictions end? What time do the restrictions end?" What a sad perspective. Shabbos is what? What does Shabbos mean to her? There are restrictions. What a sad story. Shabbos is not about a matter of being restricted. Shabbos is the day that we are miskayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the day that we're elevated. Shabbos is the day that we become, we're like malachim. Shabbos is the day that we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the day that we're elevated, we're raised. It's not a day of restrictions. That's the point of today, of the second day of Sivan, the day that we became Mechel Mamechez Kohanim, a Goy Kadosh. And with that in mind, we appreciate a little bit more the quote, the famous line of Rav Yossi, when Shavuos would come, he would say, "I want to make a really big party, igla tilsa," whether it means three cows or a three-year-old cow. If it means three cows, that's a lot of meat. That's a lot of meat. Even if it's a three-year-old cow, it's the finest meat. Why? Because il mali hayom, if not for today, if not for Shavuos, kama yosef iko b'shuka. How many yosefs? There would be so many yosefs in the shuk. Baruch Hashem, because of today, I became Rav Yosef. I'm not just Tama Joe. I'm Rav Yosef. And the Achronim asks, the Yeshuas Yaakov asks, it sounds a little haughty, sounds a little arrogant, like today's a great day. You know why? Because today I became the best Yosef in the world. I would be, if not for today, I would be just another Joe Shmo, and now I'm Rav Yosef. It's funny because that sounds very arrogant, especially in light of the line that we have from Rav Yosef elsewhere, because that very same Rav Yosef, when he's talking about Rebbe's Petira, the Gemara says that Rebbe, you can't say that. The Gemara says, suggests that when Rebbe died, Butla Anava. Rebbe was incredibly humble. He was incredibly, incredibly humble. And when he died, humility died with Rebbe. And Rav Yosef challenged it and said, "Humility couldn't have died with Rebbe. After all, I'm here." Okay, so that itself sounds a little bit arrogant. You have to understand what that Gemara means. Either way, the point of that, you see from that Gemara, that apparently Rav Yosef excelled in, if no other midah, than humility. So if Rav Yosef did have this midah of humility, so how in the world is he the same one who says that Elmole Hayom, if not for today of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Yikub Shuka, I'd be another Joe Shmo, but Baruch Hashem, because of today, I'm Rav Yosef. So apparently, what Rav Yosef is saying is he's not pointing out the fact that he's better than everybody else. He's pointing out the fact that the Jewish people have, it's not his learning. He didn't say, because of my learning, Torah, because of the fact that I learn 23 and a half hours a day. It's not saying because I stay up all night and learn. It's not because I studied, you know, half of Shas Baal Peh. Therefore, I'm great. Therefore, Kama Yosef Yikurusha. He's saying, it's the day. The day, the Matan Torah itself, even if we don't understand, even if we fall asleep while the rabbi's talking, even if we come late for the shiur, even if we can't make it to every other shiur, even if we miss half the dafim of daf yomi, but it's the day. Klal Yisrael got the Torah. That's what elevates us. It's not a matter. You see an incredible thing. It's a little bit of a chassidish mahalach, but I think it's the gemara that we just read. Klal Yisrael's chosenness precedes, not just chronologically, but conceptually, Matan Torah. That means even in the absence of Torah, it's almost sacrilegious for me to say, as a Litvak, it's almost sacrilegious to say, but even without Torah, it sounds that we are chosen. We are Mamlechas Kohanim Goy Kadosh before the Torah was given, which is a fascinating thing to wrap our heads around. But I think that's what the Gemara is telling us. So Mali Hayoma, Kama Yosef Yikubashuka, even... Beautiful. So the Netziv is saying, just so the tape has it, Rabbi Flavin is telling us that the Netziv tells us that Yom HaMiyuchas is the day that we got the double chiyuv, the double obligation of Atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Konim on one hand and Goy Kadosh, both are responsible for us to become Kadoshim in our Ben Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as the being an Orla Goyim, which is a separate responsibility to the world. Yeshukach.